Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Okay, Poodle, I need you to close your eyes.
Ugh, I hate this.
Okay, close your eyes and imagine that. Well, first, you're going to have to imagine this because you would never do this. But imagine you were just going out with your best girlfriend and some other friends because she's newly single.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you. Yeah.
Like me, yes.
Yeah.
And you, but actual woman, because this is about specifically
okay.
women.
Yeah.
And you're trying to build up your best friend, and you say to your friend, I like the guy you were with last night because he respects women. And now I want you to tell us what would be the reasons you know he, quote, respects women. Not in the show, for you. How would you know a man respects you?
A woman or
are you
me?
Not you, because your definition of what respect for you is.
He spits in my mouth. What
wow.
I feel is the opposite of respect, but I don't know. It does something.
Well, what about, well, do you think holding your hands intertwined means a man respects you?
I think somehow Chantel got through this world without learning how to interact with men.
Oh, wait.
I don't feel like she even knows what to say. I also feel like she's become part android this season. Even the way she moves her mouth, I feel like maybe she's like this in the Family Chantel. We haven't been there, but...
We haven't. Christina just said that she's editing it right now, getting it ready for
us. Get ready, y'all. That's the new class list, because we'll have covered every bit of the 90-day pantheon up to this point.
I think in February. We'll start that in February, won't we?
We will probably start that in February.
Around
yes.
Love
February,
is Blind time.
Which no one says.
February. Y'all, Love is Blind is coming back on Valentine's Day. So
what a gift.
Get ready for that. Get ready for that.
I think my biggest issue is this four-hour drive. This is a major, major violation of the poodling proximity rule.
Okay. You're talking about
That's rule number 7.
This is going to be, you don't get into it yet, y'all. This is the Single Life, 90 Day the Single Life, Season 4, Episode 3. Apparently, we're just not trying on names for this.
This one's called Debbie Tells a Lie.
What? What?
I don't know.
Like, Julian. Literally, they could have called it putt putt or shut up, or put up, like putt putt or put up.
Better.
It's there. I'm sorry. I have a problem with just the they are doing not even the least. They're actually like someone who names the TLC shows has decided they are quietly quitting.
Next week is Veronica gets a pap smear.
Yeah. Veronica and Tim talk. Like, they are quietly quitting, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Actually, a pap smear would be interesting.
Yeah. This is not a Davis single. Okay. Any announcements? I think we talked. Love is Blind is coming, y'all. January or February 4th. I think it comes out on Thanksgiving Day, right?
Valentine's Day. Yeah.
I said Thanksgiving. Jesus.
What's wrong?
Jesus.
I think it's your sty that's infected your brain.
Maybe. I'm not happy about it. It's painful.
I think we are, I do need to say, because I posted in the Sissy Squad about it, our Facebook group. I watched an episode of Prison Brides. And it is a special kind of crazy. It is produced by Lifetime. It is so beautiful to look at.
Is it a Matt Sharp joint?
It is a Matt Sharp joint.
I thought so, yeah.
It is not. Oh, but these women are all international, and they all of them, each of them have some type of special trauma that I'm sure we will learn. It's like the Voltron, and they all come together to form mm-hmm. some type of traumatic robot.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's accurate.
And y'all, they are dating. All these international women are dating American men who are incarcerated.
Okay.
One of them has a huge anger problem. One of them is in jail for murder.
No, they have
murder. Never done before in Love Every Lockup. But yeah, this is kind of like Love Beyond Borders or whatever. Remember that shit show?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Love Beyond. What the fuck it is?
No, Love Beyond Borders. I think one of my friends.
That was like Bravo's thing.
One of our friends ended up fucking someone on the cast for that.
Dara or Dana?
Somebody.
Dara?
I don't know. That,
the one who lived in her car.
Been there.
The
Have you ever fucked a guy who lived in his car? An artist who lived in his car?
What do you mean by lived?
Oh boy.
Like spent a couple of days there or lived was on living the beach, there temporarily?
Surfed, maybe was a bohemian.
I never knew where they lived, so quite possibly. I don't ask too many questions.
Hey, I don't think Adolfo lived anywhere either.
He lived in that alley.
He lived in that alley. Yeah.
He wasn't lying. He was right there.
Selling roses.
So
I did have a friend who's from West Hollywood. I told him that story. Wait a minute. So you almost fucked the roses woman? I went, yeah. Yeah.
Rosas?
Yeah. Rosas?
Rosas? At least she's got a 401k.
She probably does at this point, especially in the city of West Hollywood, because they're way too fucking amenable.
So this, what I was going to say about this show, like, it is so beautiful to look at. The women are gorgeous. And okay. the men are attractive, but y'all, this is some shit. And I'm probably going to keep watching it. It's on Lifetime. Please don't scream at me. Where can I watch? The Lifetime has an app. You can watch it also on Philo, I think. Not like Philo Dough. You can't watch it through actual Philo Dough.
Okay, no.
Or if someone says it's Philo. It's not Philo. It's Philo. Philo.
Okay. That makes sense. In an American way, they would say Philo, yeah.
Philo. So, and then some people say you can get it other places. I don't know. Don't come at me. Just watch the show.
I don't feel like it's our responsibility to tell people to watch shows where to watch shows that we don't cover. Like, if you want to know where to watch 90 Day Fiancé, Love After Lockup. Uncle Google
will tell you everything.
If you're like, hey, Maddie, where do I watch 1969 or whatever the newest Yellowstone is? That's not my job.
1969.
That's the gay version. The one of gay lovers is 1969.
It's just Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren's son. Fucking a cowboy.
Fucking a cowboy.
So, anyway, I highly recommend it. It is trash of the highest order, and the women are nuts. They've all got the energy of that female astronaut who, remember, wore diapers because she needed to go confront the ex-girlfriend of the guy she was with.
Oh, yeah.
They all have that energy. So it's like seriously motivated.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We don't give that woman a credit enough.
We don't. Literally that motive. She's like, I'm wearing a diaper. I'm going to shit my pants.
I really need to go find his girlfriend.
Now, have you caught up? Have you watched Drag Race?
I have not because I've been gone all weekend.
Well, no, the last episode came out last week, so you haven't watched any Drag Race yet.
No, I saw the first episode.
Oh, first episode. Okay.
I have not seen episode 2.
I have two words for you. Plain Jane.
I have heard. I've already heard.
You are going to goosh of... I am not attracted to him at all, but he is such your... He's not your type now, but oh my God, you would have been so into him at Fiesta Cantina and Akbar.
Supposedly, she is not a kind person already.
Oh no, she's a total bitch. Just a bitch, but a talented bitch.
That's what people said. Yeah.
She's you.
I'm not mean, though. Well, I kind of am. Never mind.
I think you would be mean on a reality TV show.
Oh, yeah. I'd be absolutely awful.
You'd have to peacock to, like, show your face.
I think they would do well in finding the worst possible edit for me.
Yeah. I don't think you're mean in real life. You're bitchy, but you're not mean. But on a reality show, oh.
I've said this before.
Omarosa sob.
I don't know. That's some dark power.
I don't know about that.
That's some really sinister power.
Apparently people are loving The Traitors too. I haven't watched that. Who has time?
I watched 2 episodes. I'm loving it. I'm living for Phaedra Parks.
She
was a Real Housewife and now she's on Married to Medicine.
Married to Medicine?
It's another reality show on Lifetime or something like that. I don't know. Bravo. I don't know. We don't. Phaedra Parks is fantastic. Dan Gheesling, champion from Big Brother, really diabolical thinker. Parvati from Survivor.
I don't know any of these people.
Oh, they're getting Sandra. These are Survivor stars who I used to watch Survivor. And there's some Tamara Judge. A Real Housewife.
I've heard of her.
Yeah. what if there was a game where I just said names and you said, I've heard of her. And you're like, wait, that was no, I grew up with someone who was very similar to that. Uh-huh. The game is literally like, has Maddie heard of this person?
I did grow up with a Jenny Judge.
And then what if I just made up like 4 of the names?
And I'd be like, yeah, I know. That's really what I do, y'all. I just go, so I'll move on. Yeah, that's where
I am. Like Thomas Dinglehopper.
I know the hoppers.
But then let's see. It's good. And Peppermint is on it.
The drag queen?
The drag queen, Peppermint, yes.
Wow, I love her. That's great.
I think they're non-binary.
I think they are they.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great.
It's good so far. Alan Cumming is serving. I need to go back. I kind of fell asleep at the very end of the last episode. But
I actually, and you I know never me and the watch traitors. This.
I loved it.
I'm trying to catch up. The Emmy Awards are tonight as we're taping this. By the way, y'all, happy Martin Luther King Day to you if you're listening
happy
to this.
Happy MLK, everybody.
Happy MLK. The show's out probably a little later today because we got behind, because we did Love After Lockup came out late, but happy MLK. The Emmy Awards are tonight, so I'm sure that we'll talk about that on a show later this week. I forgot they were tonight. I almost forgot to tape them.
They're like Golden Globes and Emmys back to back.
Well, they couldn't because of writer strike. So they're just trying to get everything
done.
So then they're caught up.
And then trying to rough fuck us.
I might. Who knows? Fingers crossed. I might be going to the Oscars this year.
Wow.
I have a friend who's working on the show. And he was like, if I get a ticket and my husband doesn't want to go, you can come.
Who doesn't want to go to the Oscars?
Said, well, I don't know. Maybe he won't. I don't think I'm going to go. I'm not going to go till I'm not going to go to the Oscars till you're nominated one. And then you're not going to invite me either. Or
biggest bitch.
Biggest bitch. It is
best supporting actress in a slapping scene.
In a slapping scene. Anyway, so
best supporting actress in a glory hole.
In a glory hole. Whoa, there she goes. Every time, Poodle, and they'll just show a clip of the movie, and it's Poodle's butt with, yo ho. Anyway.
North Sea glory holes.
North Sea glory holes. We'll see. I don't even know who's.
That's exciting.
I'm trying to get caught up on a second season of Abbott Elementary. Then I need to watch Fellow Travelers, and I need to watch.
I didn't make it all the way through it. I think I just watched the sex scenes.
Wow. I feel like I should try to watch it.
But they were hot.
I mentioned The Diplomat, and people freaked out at me and told me it's amazing. I need to watch it. And I never want to watch this.
You should watch fucking White Lotus, you bitch.
That's true. But I'm trying to catch up on stuff that's current now, so then I'll catch up on White Lotus. But
The Diplomat's not current.
I also really want to watch True Detective, and I never want to watch that, but because I want to watch Jodie Foster, because I love her.
I think you might be scared.
If I watch an episode, I get scared, I'll stop.
I know. I think you might be scared.
If it's scary, y'all, I'm going to stop. But I'm also catching up on Drag Race UK, because I didn't watch the latest season of that.
Yeah, you're catching up on the current things that are current, didn't you say?
Well, that's my fun. That's the show I watch when I go to sleep at night. And then I have to catch up on Young Sheldon because that's coming back out too for the last season. So much. You and I watch completely different television. It's kind of great. We give people a sampling.
Yeah, you watch garbage.
Not true.
that's not true. I just
don't need to see people raped and assaulted and murdered to feel calm inside.
I don't always watch that, but the prestige stuff that I watch is pretty dramatic. Yeah.
Let's get into it. What do you think Miss Debbie watches?
She loves Criminal Minds.
No, she does not.
No, it's too violent.
No, she watches things like Paw Patrol and Teletubbies.
No, she doesn't watch cartoons. Come on.
She watches those things that I bet give her. She watches like old movies like Heidi.
Have you ever seen Torn Curtain by Alfred Hitchcock?
No, she doesn't want. I bet she does love Sound of Music. I bet she loves musicals.
I could see that. I could see her really enjoying Jane the Virgin.
I can see that. Yeah. And Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah. No, that's way too meta. No. Why are people singing and breaking into song?
I never watched that show.
There are some really fun, smart moments. I just have I've worked with Rachel personally, so I have some personality conflicts with her.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not that she's a genius, Rachel is,
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Christina, take that out in case we work with her one day.
You can, no, I'd be fine with it. I think she'd admit she's a little not easy to work with.
Speaking of not easy to work with, Poodle's got a musical that'll be coming out later this year, y'all. So.
That was shame, but it's fair. Yeah, I'll be talking about that. I think I'm going to talk about it soon, probably on this week's 90 Day Show, there's actually a – it's kind of a way for you guys to get involved.
I think
there's a company that's putting it on, and they are doing a GoFundMe. So I will pimp that. I promise I won't be doing it a lot. They're just basically doing it to raise the money to have sound.
I don't care. You pimp it out. We have a podcast. We're the host of the show. If you can't talk about a musical you're writing, people can fuck off. It's your thing.
Yeah, musicals are expensive, and you never self-fund anything. Also, I would not have it in the budget. they're talking like a budget of like thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
so
we don't have that.
Yeah, we got to pay
the
designers.
Wrong people for that.
I know. We got to pay the lighting designers. Got to pay the set designers. Got to pay the costumers. Got to pay the stage managers. Got to pay the actors.
Well,
sadly, I will not get paid.
I don't feel bad.
Yeah. Anyway, but I'll be talking about that and talking about the musical that I've written, and
there you go.
So yeah, but we're
spoiler alert: it's not a comedy, so don't look for that.
You knew that already. I wrote something dark. I will say there are funny moments in it.
All right, everybody. Well, that'll be coming on the 90 Day Show. We'll give you more information about the same as
trigger warning. There are mentions of suicide, and
it is based on a Chekhov play.
It's based on the sequel.
We also want to let people know that, because some of you are still asking, it's not the end of January yet, and therefore we do not have dates yet about tour. We will, as soon as we have those.
We will give them to you. I promise you will have plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Don't you worry.
let's jump in. Let's talk about
Miss Debbie.
Only 20 minutes of announcements.
Julian looks good.
We're grocery shopping with Julian.
Oh, he could take me shopping for some cucumbers.
Julian was so ticked off when I went to Morocco to live.
He's protective more now, she says, after the affair she had.
After the affair with the Oshama affair. And at one point, she's online dating.
And she put a profile. She's probably on, what do you think, Tinder, Hinge, right?
Bubble, I guess
Bumble
Hinge.
Bee,
I
Queen
don't.
Bee.
I don't know
what's that one called.
What women bee? Prefer?
Bee me, bees, buzz,
Bumble,
Bumble.
I don't Bumble. Know which one she's on.
I'm not on any of them yet.
We need to get you. We need to do your profile.
No, I don't want to do that. And besides, my friend,
well, maybe
not
we'll
to
put you on
book,
Snippies.
What's a Snippies? No, my friend Demona, who wrote that F to Fairy Tale book, which is really good. She said when I'm ready, she'll help me. I'll have to pay her, but it'll be worth it.
Well, I could write it.
No, 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 no. You know what you would do? You would not only get someone who's attracted to me, you would get someone
warm
who would
body?
End up, you would get someone who would end up stalking me.
Well, that'd be like, a great story.
Just for the story.
Mm-hmm. Desperate people, welcome.
Welcome. This is why Demona. Yeah, y'all get that book, Fairy Tale.
So, y'all, Julian is basically talking about that he's data bursts. She met a nice man named Russ, and he's nervous, of course. Julian is playing every last bit of screen time. He really enjoys it. He is on social media.
He looks good.
He likes us. Miss Debbie says.
I'm attracted. He's the kind of guy that I'm into.
Full stop.
He is. I know.
Could be a lot of them.
That could be a lot. But no, he, it is. Do you think Rustifer is now, do you think he's a Rustifer? Russ is a Rustifer?
That's
like
a name
other
you
Russ?
Made up.
No.
That's not a real name.
You can't tell me that Russ from Russ and Pal's name is not Rustifer.
It's not. That's Rustifer. Not a real name.
Rustifer, did your wife have to tell me I can't hold the baby, Rustifer?
Y'all, that we are seeing some literal craziness on Classless. Boy, when Pal freaks out about Russ's mom even holding the baby.
Y'all, the watch along hasn't come out yet, but you should see our reaction when we find out when Jay shows up at the hospital with Ashley. We were gagged, gooped, and gagged.
I was angry. Oh. I was angry that he had kind of infiltrated her life again.
Oh, we were so pissed.
So, y'all, the problem is I told a lie. And, you know, Mama doesn't lie. But no one wants to date Miss Debbie if she's 67 years old. I told him I was 57.
She said, Julian says, the problem is, if these people tell my mama anything, I'm afraid that she will believe it. And then I love it. He was like, I should probably give you my pepper spray. Which is probably not a bad idea.
It's not that I think she's not intelligent. That's not what I'm saying. I think she is a little more savvy. I think he thinks his mom is dumb. And it kind of bothers me.
I don't think that. I don't think he thinks his mom's dumb. I think he thinks his mom is just
too trusting.
Too trust, as probably where we were from, just say, oh, they are kind-hearted. She's just got a kind heart. Because
she is too naive.
I think Debbie's optimism is her superpower and her weakness.
Yeah. Y'all, I think she is starting that kind of like art farm or something like that with like petting zoo and art. And I think that's lovely. It's a great blending of art therapy and animal therapy.
Yeah, and apparently
that was so high pitched.
Apparently, it's pretty common to have, I don't remember which show this is from, but some sissies came at us. Apparently there are llamas at weddings. Oh, this is for Clayton and Annalie.
Yeah.
Apparently people do have llamas. There's just wedding llamas. It's a thing. I don't get it.
I can't be bothered to learn about these things. I'll just say this. If I'm getting married, there's not going to be an animal shitting on the property. Unless it's me.
I did shit my pants last week.
So, y'all, she's lied, says she was 10 years older. I wrote down, so Debbie's going through her closet with her friend Raya, and I wrote down, everything in Debbie's closet looks like something that Miss Piggy could have worn.
100%. 100%.
What?
That is...
It really... Everything looks like something in the Miss Piggy collection.
100%. That's kind of how I based women's fashion until I got into high school.
Wow. So,
so they're playing
and I
dress.
I love Miss Piggy.
I do too. Y'all, that's the mood. That's the mood of 2024. Miss Piggy. So I would love, you know, I'm sure they're out there. You are extra gay when you are a man who has a Miss Piggy tattoo. I would say I don't know why I just thought it. I bet there are. I want to meet a man with a Miss Piggy tattoo because gay guys have Dolly Parton, Wonder Woman.
Wow.
But think about it. There is a gay man out there with a Miss Piggy tattoo.
There is.
That is gayer than Disney gay. Like,
Lord protect that queen.
That is gay. I want to know that queen.
I don't know if I do. y'all, later on, Russ takes her to, looks like it's like an arcade, and they're going to play putt-putt.
No, it's mini golf. It's called Monster Golf.
Okay. So, and
I would like it.
Oh my gosh, it looks like monsters. That looks like my ex.
She's got jokes.
She's got jokes.
Were you concerned when Russ says that he's there every Tuesday?
Yes. Yes. Okay, I actually wrote that down.
That concerned me.
Because Debbie said, you're really good at this. And he's like, well, I'm here every Tuesday. And I went.
So like, is he like those older men who hang out at skating rinks and they're really good?
I don't know.
Like, and doing tricks. You know what I mean?
We had... We had a putt-putt golf course, Lone Grove Golf. It was around for a Lone Grove putt-putt. It was y'all don't pull over. That's me. We're remote, but go. Don't pull over. That's me. Hope they God wish them well.
I don't know if you should be called putt-putt. It should have something else in the name. Like, it should be based on the theme. What was the theme of the putt-putt course?
It was just Lone Grove Mini Golf. Barrett Green's dad, that went to church with him for a little bit. His dad made all the putt-putt. He and his dad made it together out of wood. It was right by the barbecue place off of Highway 70 that really the barbecue brought by Cowboys and Indians, which was really good barbecue.
Can we speed this up?
Anyway,
thank you.
So they made the putt-putt, and so Barrett and his dad were really good at the putt-putt courses because they made them, but it's apparently there was something like Murdoch Miller, who is really famous in my hometown because when he
moved, of course, Murdoch Miller. Yes.
Well, no, I don't know if you remember. He's the one that we had never heard this in Long Grove. It was in middle school and he showed up on the bus and the name that the he knew the name game and we had never heard that in Long Grove.
So true. He said banana.
No, I'll never forget. We were riding the bus on bus 4 and there
I'm crying.
No.
He never heard the name game.
We had never heard. I was in middle school and
what is this wonderful rhyming game?
Yes. I remember this girl named Jenny. He was like Jenny, Fofenny, Banana Mana, Momini, Me My Momini,
and
Jenny.
There was just shocked silence.
Yes. Yes. We were shocked. We were just riding in the bus, hearing the bus squeak, and then someone saying, can you do it with Richard? And he went, Richard, Faux Fitcher, Banana Mana, Mo Richard. And we went, oh my God. And he could do it with everyone's name, even with my friend Kaylee, the one that died in the tornado that I talked about.
Kaylee.
And we were shocked. He was famous for about a week. And then one of the other kids who just moved from Oklahoma City could do it too. And then we realized it wasn't a special thing. But anyway, Murdoch Miller, he ended up, I think his dad ended up giving some child support payment that he was behind on. So they got a bit of money and his mother gave him several hundred dollars. And he used that to play putt-putt at Lone Grove Putt-Putt. And he ended up, but he didn't tell people that. And he ended up hustling people for about 6 months out of putt-putt money, making bets.
I kind of want to meet this person.
I don't know if he's alive anymore.
He feels like Harold Hill.
He was kind of the Harold Hill or putt-putt in Lone Grove. Sadly.
Oh, no. There's always a dark side.
Well, no, but Barrett Green's dad, he liked to drink. And also,
there's a putt-putt place, and his last name was Green.
They should have called it Green Putt-Putt. They are Lone Grove Green. They should have called it that.
God! That was
so close to perfection.
The inefficiency of the...
That's worse than this word teaching math.
The universe is being as a hard place for me to live in right now, of the inefficiency.
And Miss Mapp taught science.
Again, we can't, no.
She did. It was MAPP. She taught science. Never learned, talked about geography in their life.
We must move on, and I have so many questions.
Anyway, the putt-putt closed because it was just too easy, and his dad got busy and didn't change it up, so it closed. And then Cowboys and Indian barbecue closed, too, later on. The woman who owned it, she just died of cancer last year.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, who knew the name? Even Oinky couldn't do the name game.
I'm just seeing you guys all on a bus like a bunch of rubes. And
we were shocked.
What did you just do? Did you just cast a spell on us?
It's a big deal.
Said magic. Bofana. What? Dana Bennett, what? Can you show me how to do it?
He was popular for a little bit, and then he got real tall and got bad acne, and people made fun of him. It was sad.
So, I honestly, there's no segue after that. I'm still, my head is still, I still have so many, like, I kind of want to go and research this, and I want to interview your class, and it's when true. They first heard the name game.
Yes, on bus 4 in Chaparral Acres.
So, y'all, she tells Russ and that he is that she is actually 67, and he kind of doesn't care. I think he was putting up a brave face.
So, y'all, he's 60 years old.
So she would be 67 years older. Now, then she follows up because what does she have to lose?
What does she have to lose?
She's like, you know what? I dated a 24-year-old.
I wrote and, Debbie, shut up.
And
shut
this
up,
is
when
I
up,
went,
Debbie.
You sound like you're nuts. Now
it sounds like you're not over this 24-year-old and yeah. that you are like, don't make your, and I speak this as, well, we're not anything compared to her, but don't make yourself sound more eccentric. You're already going to do that yeah. naturally, Debbie. Oh, Debbie, I hate that she's so confident in some parts of her life, but then in dating, she's
feeling like her picker is off and that she only picks losers.
I wouldn't know what that's like. Actually, that's precisely what I do.
There we are.
Still, I know her art is therapy, but it may be good for Debbie to talk to a therapist.
It would really help her be a strong, powerful, empowered woman.
Sissy, speaking of therapy, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Also, it would help Debbie to realize that this 67-year-old BS is only in her head.
Yeah, she's a catch.
Amen. This woman is starting an art farm. I like that my therapist reminds me that the obstacles that are in my mind are actually more dangerous than the ones in reality. That my inner saboteur relies on the lies that I fear, not the truth of my own successes.
Ooh, that's good.
Bitch, you think I would have a bad therapist? You have to be unique for me. I'm work.
Well, my therapist reminds me that the strength I've developed in one part of my life can be a stepping stone for another part that needs help.
Yeah. You're easy to fix. Whatever. I've had a lot of therapy. Blah, blah, blah. Sissies, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
It's time to celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens!
We gotta work on you. We gotta work on your lines. We got to work on your small talk.
What do you mean when I tell someone I have adult braces? You don't think that works?
Yeah, it's no, that they know that because they get spit on. Or when you
then
through them. Yeah.
So you would feel respected in my date.
Yeah. But no, you need to spit in my mouth. Very different. So y'all, it sounds like she's nuts,
Jake,
and the guy's
Jake,
like,
"Oh, fake banana." It's in my head now. It's just in my head now. Sorry.
Yeah, the one syllables ones never really work that well, do they?
No,
they kind of just hit like a lump.
Yeah, I didn't like it because it called me fat. So that was a part of it too. He did everybody else, and did I was like, "Do mine." He was like, "Matt, faux fat," and everybody went, "Ha." And then I walked back to the back of the bus.
And ate something?
No, then the girls asked me to sing Rocky Top again, so I did. Because they always like for me to sing in the back of the bus.
Why was that a popular song among children?
No, because I sang it at the talent show. So Tracy Speaks and Jared Bogle always asked me to sing Rocky Top on the bus. Then one day Trish threw an eraser at me and said, "Stop singing, I'm trying to drive."
Who is Trish, the bus driver?
He's a bus driver. I've told you the story about him. He's the one that taught, that used to be a professional wrestler.
We can't get into this. No. I'm waving my hands.
You asked.
No. We got to move on. We are 35 minutes in the show. We have covered one person.
Okay, fine.
Trish.
Well, his last name was Trishiani.
Later on, the man says, Russ says, "I'm processing all this," which means I'm having a hard time with this.
I mean, when he said what he said, "I'm processing 24. I'm processing Morocco. I'm processing."
He also goes, "I've never expected to learn so much on a first date."
And David said, "Are you interested in going out again? Or I'm interested. How about you?"
Sure.
Sure.
I don't think we'll see this man again unless he wants to be on television, personally.
I actually think Debbie should lean into her age, but because I just think she should. I think she, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all, I feel like, you know, when in the Chicago, when they say that line, and now a tap dance.
Yeah.
Y'all, Josh is fucking smooth.
I will say he handled Madam Kornikova quite well. Molditseva, actually Molditseva. Who I don't know finally who that is. Realized
she just sounds fancy. No,
Natalie. That's Natalie's last name.
Oh, that's her last name.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Molditseva. I gotta say, I'm really loving her mother's Julianne Moore in Boogie Nights glasses.
That's what it was. Thank you.
I know. That's I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, what is her glass? I'm like, it's Julianne Moore in Boogie Nights.
Oh, yes. I saw her in that, too.
That's right. You've seen.
But I watched that for the dick.
You've seen all of Julianne Moore's films. She's your favorite actress.
She is. You wouldn't believe it. But I still haven't seen May, December. Question, and I don't know, we've had several sissies ask, and this is the only reason I'm asking. We're still early into the season. Have you smelled cigarette smoke or seen a crow of late? Because sissies have been asking.
I have not.
Okay.
I did see someone wearing a fur going through the fountain at the Glendale Galleria. Like picking up spare change. I wouldn't know she was here until I got a raven, though. So we'll have to see if Cousin Olga needs to say something.
Okay. So
yeah.
she could offer
when she talks about, especially with Natalie's relationship with her mother, I could ask Cousin Olga about her relationship with her mother. But I believe Cousin Olga's mother was a jackal.
Ah, okay.
So I think she was just dropped to it. Okay. Fell out of a jackal. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we, I don't know how to respond to that. We wish her the best. So now,
you've never seen The Omen. It's a scary movie. Never mind. Of course you haven't.
Is that the one with Damon?
Yes, and that's why I said 666 earlier.
Oh, I have seen that movie.
Yeah, the mother was a jackal. Yeah.
She was actually a jackal?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part. The one with
you
Greg
were probably
Peck,
hiding your eyes. Yeah.
That was a good movie. That was it ended sad. God. Talk about bleak. Thanks for cheering
us
up.
It is sad. It's a horror movie.
Well, didn't have to end that sad.
What do you want it to be?
At least at the end of Scream, you think they're dead.
They give Damien
Halloween, Jamaline Curtis is alive.
They give Damien a sucker and he just says, I'm going to be good now?
Yes. Give some people hope.
He's the son of the devil.
Well,
an amazing job.
I just thought it was a little too dramatic and bleak.
We need to move on.
Damien, Fofamium, Banana Man. I'm confused. So Josh found them an apartment, and instead of having to get a background check or anything of that nature, he just paid them a large lump sum of money up front.
It sounds sketch as fuck.
Okay. But did I repeat that right? What they said happened?
I honestly was so shocked at this being in Long Beach. And they have a fucking ocean view.
This apartment is
It's
like,
one room.
It's one room, but an ocean view.
One room.
Nickel. I bet you this is at least $4,000 a month.
Not that expensive. I think it's Long Beach, and it's probably not Long Beach proper. So I bet you it's like 20,
25, maybe 27.
On the beach? I bet it's three.
Oh, you're right.
On the
three. Beach. Let's say three. Yeah.
That's crazy. So
I'm sure the production's writing it off.
And I bet he had to put like that. Now, we do know that of 90 Day Herstory before, although because with David and Annie, production was paying for their apartment, but they were paying for an apartment above the fire station.
Above for the storage. That was right. It was a fire above the storage facility.
I don't think that was $3,000 a month.
Yeah. I think now their budgets are increased. My favorite thing is how Natalie says, "We're very happy. I just wish it was two rooms." Still, even though she doesn't have a pot to piss in.
Yeah. And I bet production probably helped them get an apartment.
Totally. So y'all, mom is going things like, he gave us wind chimes. It is pure happiness. Mom's a nutter.
Well, we see where Natalie gets her tree hugging from.
Yeah.
Wow, Julian.
The roots don't fall.
That's not
it really is.
It really is.
It hit me like a bolt of lightning, finally. I was like, what are those glasses?
Why is it 42 minutes and we're still only on the second person?
Because you told 11 Oklahoma stories. And honestly, I was rapt at the name game story.
I'm sorry. Keep going. Sorry for the long show, y'all. We're just as long as the episode now.
So, y'all, she's like, let's invite Michael over.
Let's invite, yes.
So, y'all, mom never gives up a chance to needle her. And you know why Natalie is so broken and traumatized.
Like once Sissy wrote on our, I think in the RG Plus comments, she was like, how could you forget about the mother? I'm like, there was a lot that happened in Squim. Oh, wait, okay. Like, there was a lot. Did you not remember the pet rat?
There was so much happened in Squim.
Butter. There was a lot. They went to Oklahoma. There was a lot that it's okay to forget about the mom.
Natalie's friend who flushed the toilet.
Yes. Who was in love with her.
Went in the house and pooped. Who was in love with her.
Yes.
God, that was amazing. That was an amazing season. You have your cat.
You will be okay, Mike.
You'll
be okay.
God, so, that was a great season.
It was. So, anyways.
Puglia.
Natalie expresses again. She's like, mother must love Josh. If she doesn't, then that will be it. That will be the final straw.
So, y'all.
Josh really needs to shine.
They are at dinner. I have no idea where they are. But Josh is like, so was Natalie a bad girl trying to be something sexual? He's like, no, she was a golden child. In fact, tell me something I don't know. He's like, she was 10th and 11th grade. She started a drama club. I went, that is the most shocker. Obvious thing I've ever heard.
Shocker. I bet you, I think I've said this before. I bet Natalie, if she could get her shit together,
would be an incredible actress.
Incredible.
Now, you would not really be able to wrangle her, unfortunately.
You know what? I'm saying it now. Let's reboot Sophie's Choice with Natalie.
I don't know about Sophie's Choice. It needs to be Fatal Attraction. It needs to be her in the Glenn Close role.
Yeah.
Josh, I want to be ignored. Anyway,
I need
y'all,
to see that movie.
Mother basically says, shut up. You've never seen that movie?
I haven't. It's scary.
It's not a scary movie. Anyway, she basically says, Natalie needs someone reliable. She's a fucking monster.
Reliable with a sensitive approach.
Yeah. And mom brings up it. And you know what? Still haven't forgiven you for meeting us at the airport. We had all those bags. We could have been murdered.
Could have been murdered.
Oh.
All right. Y'all, he's back.
John. Boston John. Sparkles.
Sparkles. Which means, y'all, he's going to be throwing some shit in the tell-all.
Definitely.
The tell-all just got, you know, I'm predicting now,
as soon as he
John is going to come for Tim. 100%. They're going to hate one another.
He's also probably going to come for Natalie.
Yep.
And probably, I don't know if he'll come for Chantel. He's going to be the voice of every viewer. He's going to be the voice, and we're going to love him doing it. And probably. I would personally pay him $100 to say, "You like apples? How about them apples?"
I'd pay him too.
From Worcester, Mass. Now in Vegas, he's getting his neck waxed like something out of the 40-year-old virgin.
Yes.
And as he says, "I'm laid back, procrastinator, and I kind of be a dick."
I love how open he's like, "When I was young, I lived the party life. Did a lot of cocaine.
A lot of fights, a lot of coke. Party a lot, to say the least."
I mean, he just kind of, you kind of have to, right? He doesn't try to sugarcoat everything. He admits, like, he's, like, lived this party life. And
he is fantastic television.
There's
a reason why he's been there.
Y'all, they're so flat. He said, but things have changed because he was living with Patrick, his brother, and Thais, if you remember her. But they've changed because, y'all, they had a baby.
Elise,
yeah. Cute little girl. And there is... I might admit, because you've brought this up, and I've never really believed you because I don't really, really listen to you a lot. But there is something a little off with my picker because I'm attracted to Patrick.
I knew we were going to go there.
To Pat. He just seems so sweet and teddy
douche.
Bear and dependable. He shows up. And I know that.
Don't you remember how awful he was?
Oh, I forgot all about it again.
Actually, he wasn't as awful as he could have been. He was just so dismissive of everything she wanted. I'm amazed. I love her English is so good now.
Yeah, she's smart.
Y'all remember she had a real tough time for a while.
She did have a tough time,
and she John has 3 girlfriends, was engaged once, but he says, "I've been dating a lot of girls, but I've hooked up with a lot."
Hooked up with a lot.
You can't fake, you can't coach charisma like this. The camera loves him, everything.
I agree.
Anyway, he needs to get out of there with Patrick and Thais because they say they don't want to be a part of his mess. He's been talking to a woman named Megan, such a Boston name. For 5 to 6 months, and Patrick thinks it sounds like a booty call to him.
It does make me wonder if his storyline is being a bit massaged, if he's already dating this woman.
I think it is.
Because she's in San Antonio. She's 33. He said, "I found her attractive." He's like, "The chemistry is good. Orgasms for days.
Orgasms for days.
For days." And Patrick's asking if they're exclusive.
I don't know if those are his or hers.
Probably I don't know. To his. but he's saying it's hers.
Yeah.
But the reason why I feel like it's massage, because this, we're supposed to believe that John on a whim just changed his social media to in a relationship to somebody he doesn't know well. Like, I don't believe it.
Well, I think they know each other. I think we're doing a little recreation here.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it actually happened this way and they're recreating it. Correct.
But he is going to San Antonio. He is currently living with his gay brother, Matt, and the husband, Carlos. I forgot how hot the husband, Carlos, was. We met the husband before.
We met both of them. They're both cute. I'd pop into that sandwich.
I could get in there and fuck things up.
Didn't you just have sex? Boy,
I could really get up there and screw up that marriage.
Wow. You need to process that.
These gay couples, they think they look like they're perfect. I'll have them at each other's throats in no time.
Yeah, well, so John has been living...
And I look away and I think, "Did I do that?"
Perkle.
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 Did I do that?
Oh, little Parkle.
Yo, Dave, like, you know, don't you know that dinner time, that dinner is a thing, and John probably uses the wrong fork every time.
Every time.
But I got to say, living in a gay couple's house, you're going to get good food probably. Unfortunately, you're probably going to have to pick up your cum rags.
Probably.
Because they got a lot of them. They just keep them out of sight.
They do keep them out of sight, yeah. Yes.
Anyway, and John says she has a kid, and which I stayed away from normally, people with women with kids, because of course he did. But sometimes you need a reason to change.
Now, but his brother, Matthew, is talking to him and says, does Megan know that, though, that you've been living out of suitcase basically for 4 months with us? Because John was supposed to move there for 1 month, and now it's 4 months later. He's living out. We literally see him just going through a suitcase. It looks like they even have like a one-bedroom apartment. Like, I think he's crashing on the couch. His stuff is like out on their balcony.
I'm really glad this family is together.
I am too.
You remember that scene with John and Patrick? And it felt like, that's why I talk about Goodwill Hunting. I just said Goodwill Hunting. Goodwill Hunting.
No,
when
you said Good Hunting. Good Hunting. Left out the will.
Good Hunting. that scene is like the best part of my day. Right before you show up. And that thing, and John was crying. That was such a powerful.
If you didn't see, y'all, this family had really horrible parental trauma.
Multi-generational.
And it's really beautiful how issues. All three brothers have banded together. And I think that's important you bring that up, because it would be a big deal for John, who's probably the least stable of all of these three brothers, to move away from his brothers in Las Vegas and move to San Antonio. That would be a big fucking deal.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how this goes.
And Patrick would genuinely, so would Matthew, would genuinely be, because there's a lot of codependency in here.
Very much so.
Because game recognizes game. And it would be very hard for them, I think, to see their brother. It would be hard for them to see him go away. Because even, you know, a lot of the flashback focused on Thais and John's kind of them butting heads.
Yeah.
But I think now even we see that Thais seems to like soften, and like she's kidding around with John. John's kidding with, I think they get each other more.
I love
this family.
I think most of what we saw there was a little stretched.
I want to say, going back to what you said, I don't know, and I don't, because if her not speaking great English, if that didn't help at all, because John Definitely. Was an asshole to her, don't get me wrong, but also
he was
so sarcastic, and so when you are learning a language, you're not, don't really get that.
She was also a princess when she came
was.
Here.
She was a princess, yeah.
Yeah, and John doesn't take too kindly to princesses.
No.
Let's move on to my big fat Greek bang trip. My big fat stupid Greek bang trip where I have a feeling we're not going to bang anybody. We're just going to try to walk through, get a couple of dates.
I think she's going to have sex with this guy and then be in love with him.
I don't know. I don't know. I need to quote something for you. I had a really hard time parsing this.
Okay. By the way, it's gorgeous where they are. Gorgeous.
Yeah. So she goes, international relationships are so romantic. They're like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
They really draw me into the mystery. First of all, Romeo and Juliet were teenagers.
They also both died at the end.
And they were both Italian. It wasn't international.
Yeah, they were both Italian.
And
that's
also,
true.
People always use Romeo and Juliet as something positive or romantic.
Again,
these were children. These were basically 15, 16-year-old children.
Romeo and Juliet,
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, thank you. These are not good examples. But it's even though, did you know, though, it's really bad because she also, to back it up, to go off of Romeo, she also said earlier, and this kind of a help makes you parse this out a little bit. She's like, I feel like I'm in a rom-com right now, and I hope this turns into a fairy tale. And I went, oh, honey, you are totally the hero of your own story, which we know. From watching
you should
her.
Be happy to be in a rom-com. You don't want to be in a fairy tale because the witch kills the kids at the end.
It's true.
Good for
or
her.
Or there's a huntsman out to kill you.
Here's the thing. Hear someone this, cuts everyone. Your hair. No one lives happily ever after. No one.
No.
No Ghost. One's happy. Full stop.
Go see Sondheim's Into the Woods.
Yes. It's a fairy tales. If you are in a fairy tale, run. Ain't good.
It's not good. And guess what? He's going to cheat on you if it's a fairy tale. Every prince cheats.
The little happily ever afters you can find every day are the little moments when you're in your car and you think, God, it's so quiet. This is a moment of happiness. Mm-hmm. And then when you see your kids come in from school and you remember that you miss them, and then 20 minutes later they're loud and you want to slap them.
Or maybe they want to play baseball or some sport or something your husband does, your spouse does, and they go outside and play with them and you have peace for 30 minutes. That's happiness.
That's happiness.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Happiness does not equal ever after.
Yes, you just get to fucking doom scroll on Wayfair. That's happiness. That is just what you need.
Or Zillow, like what I do, for when you move away from your family and just
you can't
leave
into Zillow again. Are you sucked back in? Y'all, there's a lot of construction around Poodle right now, and
I've had to delete the app off my phone. Anyway, so y'all, this whole storyline,
even her friends think her. I want to say this now. Destiny is not a good friend. Destiny is an enabler, and Kaylee and Mooney are sitting over there.
They're the only ones.
Mooney is sitting over there with some Lashify, some eye makeup, and a robe going, this bitch is crazy.
They're the real ones. They're obviously here. Because they were given a trip.
No, she does her hair and he does her makeup. We saw it in the car. But Mooney says, honey, you need to be looking for a Greek salad. And I think this is the kind of Greek salad that I want.
Character, career, I don't need either of those two. The cucumber. And hopefully lots of creamy dressing.
Creamy dressing. I'm going to say this. I think I don't want to hang out with Destiny, but Kaylee and Mooney, I'm here for it.
If we could turn their volumes down a little bit. They're mostly shouting.
Maybe we could wear our earbuds during it, but I would enjoy them.
They're much more interesting. I will say this. Chantel would be so bored. I think the production understood there's no way we could send her to Greece with not just one person. She needs two more people and two who are kind of cheerleader captains.
I still wouldn't be surprised if Winter just shows up.
That's true. I find this is three episodes in. We have only seen Karen once.
Yeah, it's going to happen. She'll fuck some guy or whatever and then feel shame and then call her mom.
We have passports.
Passports. So they got invited to Giannis's hometown, which is 4 hours away. Mooney and Chantel are like, Mooney even says, what about all the men here? Like
this
here.
This is so stupid. 4 hours. Resort.
And that's where Chantel says, but I could be missing an opportunity to fall in love with somebody.
Yo,
and Kate, did you see Kaylee's face when she said that? She's like, and I felt like you could hear her say, I'm just here to do her hair.
Never poodling rule seven.
I'm glad you're telling rules now because you just sent me off to Vienna to poodle without any rules.
This is a proximity rule. What the rule you violated is just that's common knowledge, is never go below a five. And I'm saying it for me, it's never go below a six. I was giving you a number.
You didn't give it to me before I left.
True.
Anyway,
I wanted to see if you could figure out on your own.
Well, I can't. I didn't even know the name game was a thing. I can't do this.
I can't read this. So y'all, first of all, 4 hours is a very long journey. Never, ever travel this long unless the dick is so good it makes all the angels sing.
And
she
even
hasn't
then,
even seen it.
Even then you could travel better 4 hours.
Hell no.
What I want you to think about the best dick you've ever had. I mean,
how far I would travel.
Think about the best. It sent shivers down your spine. It made you move out of your body. It made you not be able to think sensible for days. How far would you travel for that?
90 minutes.
Okay.
Solid 90.
Solid 9. I'm impressed.
But I wouldn't drive. It would be on a train or something like that.
I thought you were going to say 45. So the fact that you said 90, I'm impressed.
I wouldn't go to the valley, though. For it.
Just south. Like,
I would go to the valley. I would go to the lower valley, like Studio City. I'm not going to like Panorama City.
Not to the Empire, Inland Empire.
No. Oh no.
What if that dick lived in Van Nuys? That's not that far. And what if it was
not
great?
Rush hour?
Not rush hour. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of – I've had some good dick and especially some good Latin dick in Van Nuys.
I'd have to make an evening of it.
You could go to Club Cobra.
I'd have to make an evening of it, not with him, just to clarify.
No.
I'd need to go see some friends on the way and then have some McDonald's after.
That's perfect. That reminds me. We should go to Club Cobra again.
We should
love that bar.
It's so dirty.
And Jake knows everyone when we went there. I was shocked. Everyone.
Well, sometimes when you've been, it's like people say, maybe God knows everything just because he's just been around so long.
I've never heard that, but that makes sense.
When you just hang out so long, you remember everybody knows you. Y'all, they are driving all the way, and to his hometown. And if I will say this, if this was not being filmed, I would be very concerned for her and the rest of them. It feels like the beginning of a horror movie. So he texts her, meet me at 1900 hours, and they're all like, 19? That number's not on the clock.
And they're like, what?
Immediately.
And so it just shows them going and figuring out what time to figure out it's 7 o'clock, and they're going through and they finally figure out it's 5. And then they go like, y'all, this is just pure farce. At this point, they go, wait a minute. And then they've got to get her ready in the car.
And then cue the Benny Hill music. Yeah.
And I will say the beat is okay. It's hard to do makeup in a car.
Yeah.
Not blended.
It's not no. it's not her standard.
No. But that said, if these weren't actually a makeup artist and a hairstylist that were being paid to be there, because they are.
They're being paid. They're totally being paid.
But if it wasn't for that, these are good friends.
Yeah.
I just wrote, Chantel at the end says, she's like, you know, the thing, it's my curiosity. I'm like a cat. And I went,
no, you're not. You've never been curious about anything.
You've never been curious in your life. And she's like, but I'm curious and I want to know more about Giannis. And I just wrote, yike.
You want to know what his dick looked like. That's it.
Just say it.
This is, you know what this is? I feel like this storyline insults our intelligence.
I think the thing is that you think it insults our intelligence, but I'm going to go back and say, I think she's that dumb.
Yeah.
Especially about dating.
I agree.
I think she's that dumb about dating. I should say that dumb about dating. Tim, y'all, Tim is going on his first date with Louisa.
Playing croquet, y'all. That's like a game that people play with big balls and shit.
You got to do that. At least Tim's honest.
You want to buy a gun.
You got to do fun and adventurous things before you tell him you just want to sit and play video games.
I like Latino women because I find them to be more feminine. Bleh.
He does say that.
God.
Tim, Veronica's like, I'm excited for you to giddy up. And he's like, I'm giddying in internally. That made me laugh when she was like, come on. He was like, I'm not.
The thing is, you know, Louisa is into him.
She is, and we forget with Yennefer. Tim says it's because he's Southern, he moves slow. I think it's actually 100% a confidence thing. And the reason why that's because, y'all, do not go on a date and keep asking the person if they're having a good time, because that signals to them you aren't confident about your abilities to give good date.
I was dying inside.
It made me, I liked him. It made me hurt for him because he keeps saying, you're having a good 5 out of 10, 5 out of 10. How's this day?
And you and I would have finally said, no, I'm not. And every single time, it's like someone's fucking you and they're like, that feel good? That feel good? That feel good? That feel good? And finally, I'm just like, no, it's terrible. You just see his face right now.
That was too descriptive.
I'm like, no, it actually feels like aliens are poking and prodding my body.
I guess I'll stop asking guys if they like it.
I don't do that.
I know not to do that.
You can ask, but
no,
in a way,
you don't ask. Your body tells them if you like it.
No,
and
I'm
if
saying,
they read the signs, they know.
You can comment on that feels good or blah blah blah.
Well,
you
yes.
don't say.
It's actually good. Yes, it is actually good and sexy to say this. Feedback is great to say this feels good. Touch me there. That's all great
but
to be
like
controller.
That. You like that? You like that? You like that?
But a continuous, asking. Yes. Look, guess what? If your dick is in my butthole, chances are I'm going to like it. You don't got to ask. If it doesn't feel good, I'll let you know. Have you seen that meme of the guy? It's like side by side, and it's a picture of a gay guy, and it says "Dreaming of 10," and it's a guy kind of staring off, like daydreaming, smiling, and then you flip it to the next side, and it says
reality.
"Taking 8," and he's like crying and sobbing.
Yeah, gay guys' eyes, y'all, are bigger than their assholes.
I say 10, do it again, but be honest, it's like
a good 6.
A good 6.
I need a fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. I need to have sex, don't I?
Yeah, I need to pay for, I think I'm going to need to pay someone.
Don't you go. On last time you tried to go on, you didn't even go to like a good website. It was like somebody just like messaged me on WhatsApp and says, your friend gave me $50. Tell me where you are. And I said, who is this? And they said, shut up and take it. That's what he said you liked.
It was a Groupon. Yeah. I'm not paying all that money. It's a dick.
Anyway, they're so, playing croquet.
I think this is a really weird date. I can't. There's something that about croquet that feels so country club, like we need to be wearing white. And yeah. And it, he, Tim says, I'm a very slow person. It's interesting. He says, I'd rather not sing slowly. Yeah, yeah. I'd rather not sleep with anyone before I fall in love with them.
Demisexual.
Do you believe that?
I do, because that's actually, I don't want to fall in love with someone, but I need to fall in like with someone before
you need to
have
like
sex,
them.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't you?
I like them as soon as they're inside me.
Wow. No, I think that the thing is, I think maybe, and Tim's pretty secure in himself, but I really do think 100% seeing him with Yennefer too. I think it's both. And I actually can relate to it, if I'm honest. I think that I need to like someone. And also, I feel so insecure about my appearance or things about my attractiveness or things like that. And I think Tim does too. That I need to have an emotional connection with you so I feel safe enough to have sex with you. And I think that's where Tim is, if I'm on. I think that it's been that he doesn't. I think Tim feels very, and who can blame him? Because this is why I think I like Tim. Tim says things that
calling him a trans person or gay.
Yes, but the fact that Tim has remained, who I think he is a good person underneath, does he act like a machismo man and throw in the tell all? Yes. But the fact that he can remain true and say, fuck it, I'm going to keep showing up on the show and putting myself out there.
With eyeliner. People,
And again, welcome to the world of being a woman continuously.
Yep,
and I get
totally.
That. But that's a little bit of compare. For a man to go that is a lot to take on that you're not used to. And I really respect him for keep doing that.
I agree with that. So, y'all.
And he's a terrible dater.
Terrible. And he keeps saying five out of 10. He's like, what can we get a 10? And she's like, maybe take some Spanish classes. And he did know enough of saying in Spanish, you want to go on another date. You want to go out on another date.
And then he takes her to the car and says, did you have a good time? And I said, shut up.
I was just dying inside.
If you say that at the end of the date, at the end, you say, hey, this was nice. I hope you had, or even say, I hope you had a good time. Don't ask someone if they had a good time.
I will say this. I think his dating journey is going to be interesting, especially when combined with Veronica's. I think this is – I am interested in seeing Debbie. I'm interested in watching John.
I need to see Kimberly.
Oh, my God. Natalie and Josh are just going to be a car wreck. Just prepare yourself, y'all. I don't know how much – is in me to see Chantel like an android talk to the screen. I'm
here for it because she believes her. Again, the problem with being the hero of your own story is you believe your own bullshit.
That's true. She really does.
And so that's what's fascinating to me is how she can believe this and keep doubling down on it. Because remember, she's her mother's daughter.
Yeah. And it makes her seem dumber than she is.
I don't think that's when I specified she's really dumb in dating.
She's had some really fun moments when she plays, when she's kind of playing it like she's acting like a normal person, mm-hmm. but when she has to put on her own show, it feels forced. And even in parts of the family Chantel or when their families are involved that I've seen, it's usually the other people are pushing the plot. When she has to push it, it feels stale. I don't know why.
I'm calling it now. She's going to get in another relationship and then be back, and they're going to revamp the family Chantel.
Well, Drake was slid into her DMs for a while.
She's gorgeous.
She is. He would get bored so fast. Can you imagine? We both talked to Chantel. We were both bored.
Yeah, we were.
You know who I wasn't bored by? Her sister. Winter was much more interesting.
I wasn't bored by Chantel, but we talked about cheating boyfriends.
Well,
that's the show, everybody. That's the show. You can go to, God, this was a long episode. So sorry. We can go to realitygaze.com. Next time I'll help Poodle not tell so many stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But anyway, y'all, it doesn't matter. Who cares about the sign up? Go to our website, follow our memes. At Lonely Hearts, Schmoly Hearts, you know how we're going to end this episode. Reality gaze, gaze, faux face, banana, mana, mo maze, me, my, mo maze, gaze. Poodle, you take one.
What are we doing? Let's do Natalie.
Natalie.
Natalie, faux fally, banana, fana, faux Madly. I don't even know. I don't even think I know the name.
Murdoch Miller had a skill.
I don't even think I know the correct words of the name game.
Well, you... We but just I, came to an impasse. You would have been amazed, too. So it's faux-fake,
banana, fana, mo-make.
Natalie, Natalie, faux-fadly, banana, mana, so...
Banana, fana.
Banana, fana,
mo-madly.
Mo-madly. Me-fi, faux-fadly.
No, that's Natalie. F already. We don't know the name game.
Murdoch Miller, where are you? Where are you?
People are screaming.
Where are you, Murdoch?